So, where from France are you?
From the south, from Montpellier.
Montpellier.
Have you been there?
I know.
No.
I used to stay there with the family in the 70s.
Are you from France as well?
No, no, I'm not from France, Germany. Mm? At the time, you know, France and Germany had exchanged. People from France stayed in our family, and we stayed in other people's family. Mm. You're from New Zealand, huh?
Actually, I'm from Thailand, but...
From what?
Thailand.
You're from Thailand?
Udon Thani.
Udon Thani, Thailand.
Why did you say you know you're from New Zealand?
Yeah, I'm from France and New Zealand.
Oh, you're from France and New Zealand.
From Metz and New Zealand.
Yeah.
Where did you meet in New Zealand?
Yeah. Auckland?
Auckland.
So... What is your interest?
Well, I'm here to discover as much as I can about the culture, I guess, in Thailand and in other countries that I'm traveling to. And well, part of it is trying to understand the Buddhism here.
Yeah.
I did a temple stay in a Buddhist temple in Korea, and mm-hmm. I can see that it's very different here, at least.
Yes.
Some parts of it are very different, but I'm still very... I'm still very unfamiliar with all of this. So, for example, so what happened this morning for the meal,
yeah.
Is this a daily thing?
Is it what?
Daily activity. So yes. Every morning, is it once a day? Or is it
yeah, just once a day. We eat a meal once a day. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We go to Bindapad. When we come back from Bindapad, you know, other people bring some food as well. Yeah. But mostly it is a... It is the food that you received on arms, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the lay people who come here and help, you know, they eat with us. Yeah.
And how many monks do you have here?
I mean, at the moment we are four. I mean, in the range of people were six, and it is very sad.
And does it depend on the time of the year then?
Depends on the time of the year, you know. Some people, you know, then go on to them, yeah. Other people go on to their family.
So one thing that I've been told in Korea is that monks would come for 3 months at a time to come pray, meditate, and then without leaving the monastery, without leaving the temple. Is it something you do here too?
Yeah, that's a rain ritual. That is the rains ritual.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. During the rains, we are not allowed to travel,
mm-hmm.
so the monks have to stay in the monastery for all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And then after the rains retreat, you know, they can travel, they are allowed to travel. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If the Achan, you know, if the Achan allows them. Yeah. Normally, if you ordain as a monk in our tradition for the first 5 years, you know, I mean, you have to listen to your Achan, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Or to your teacher, yeah? If he gives you permission to leave, then you can leave. If he doesn't give you permission, you cannot leave.
Mm-hmm. Basically, from the books and the stuff, is it in English as well?
What?
The teachings?
The teaching is
mostly in English, you know, but also some in Thai. Yeah, because they're all, you know, they're all Westerners.
Mm.
From Korea?
Yeah.
Yeah, people sometimes are for you.
So what would a typical day here be like?
A typical day, you know, after After we eat in the morning, yeah, I mean between the sala, yeah, mm-hmm. and then if everything is clean, we go back to our puti and then meditate, yeah, be it sitting meditation or walking meditation.
Mm-hmm.
Until, you know, until the afternoon, at 3 o'clock, there is sleeping and cleaning the monastery, yeah, and then we have a hot drink or cold drink or whatever, yeah. And then go back, have a shower. เพื่อนละ
ค่ะเพื่อนค่ะเพื่อนจะเป็นสอทอรุ่นแม่เกลีย
ค่ะสอท
อค่ะหลวงพ่อจะหาขอความเมตตาขออนุญาตถ่ายรูปจะหา
เดี๋ยวรอนี่ก่อน
โอเคค่ะเพื่อนรู้จักกับพี่ตั้งนานหลายป
ีแ
ล้วไปสัมมนาไปดูงานด้วยกันค่ะไปรู้จักกันสนิทสนมกันจะเลยเป็นสอทอ
เป็นสอทอ
จะได้คะแนนมากกว่าแม่ตุ๋ยอีกค่ะคุณเอ็มออน
สอทอก็มากกว่าคุณตุ๋ยนะคุณตุ๋ยเป็นคนช่วยเนี่ย
ถ่ายไหมถ้าพูดจะถ่ายเนี่ยแม่กดให
้ You were born in Udon? What?
I went to New Zealand for study and then we met there as
well.
ห่างกันประมาณนึง
ใช่ค่ะใช่ค่ะได้ค่ะลูกทราบเจ้าค่ะลูกไปวัดบ่อยลูกทราบเจ้าค่ะได้ไหมคะ
น
ี่ยังไปอีกทำอย่างนี้ขึ้นก่อนแสง
ตรงนู้นใหญ่ไปยัง
ไงบ่เห็นนู่นบ่เห็นหลวงพ่อเจ้านั่งที่สุดเพื่อนเพื่อน
Yes we
did die
I can take you both together you know we were
help send it
up make a very beautiful photo
and yeah. Oh my god no I'm not there
go
guys
go okay
แกพูดภาษาเยอรมันได้ค่ะ
คนไหนตอนนี้เคยอยู่เยอรมันที่ไหน
เบอร์ลินเจ้าค่ะ
เบอร์ลิน
19ปี8เดือนอยู่เบอร์ลินค่ะ
Und warum sprichst du nicht Deutsch?
ก็ไม่เป็นเลยแต่หนูใช้ speech nur
Holland
speak Deutsch
Yes Holland
I speak Deutsch
Niederland
Holland Westermann die heißt die von Messi Sunanta.
Das
ist von mir. Von mir. Sunanta.
Kann man nicht.
Da
haben wir von mir den René
und
spricht sie jetzt über Fußball?
Was?
Spricht sie jetzt über Fußball?
Nein. Über Laien, die hier gewesen sind. About people who have stayed here for a while.
Ich sage Messi.
Oh.
Wenn man über die Niederlande redet, dann spricht man immer über Fußball.
Ja, nur die Thai Männer sprechen über Fußball. Die Franzosen wahrscheinlich auch.
Ja, manchmal Frau aus Fußball. Aber ich spreche nur über Hebrew about from months. Ist nur so.
Okay.
Bye bye, Kaka. Auf Wiedersehen.
Wiedersehen macht Freude.
Ja. Vielen Dank am Center.
Er liebt Sprichwort.
Center Dezember.
Ja, 10th of December.
Okay, dann vielleicht before Dezember, dann kommt es nochmal, ja?
German say. We don't ask the questions?
Yeah.
Ask the questions.
She had one more.
That's good.
Before that, my mom told me in the temple we normally keep silent, like
what?
Keep silent or speak loud.
Speak
loud.
Speak loud.
Okay. So normally, like in the temple, they keep silent all the time, or we keep
it. As much as I can, he likes to talk, you know, that is not very helpful. Yeah, don't you talk, you know, whenever I come and see you, you're sitting there with Timothy, you know, and talk.
Loudly. It's just because of my loud voice that you notice that I'm talking.
No, it's not really helpful. You don't forbid it, yeah, but you say speak as little as possible.
Speak only when necessary.
Yeah, only when necessary, yeah. Because, I mean, this conversation, and Hazel, you have noticed it, yeah? When you sit down and try to practice, this conversation is going on in the mind for at least an hour. Yeah?
That's true.
Why didn't I say this? Why, you know, I should have said this, you know, and so on. Why did you say... And this is not very helpful for our practice. So, yeah. But we don't enforce it, yeah? We tell the people, yeah, to keep it down, you know, the talking.
So would the idea be to think about what you want to say before you say it, rather
yeah,
than
but
say
that,
too
that
much and think about it later?
It uses a lot of practice.
Mm.
Yeah? And people, you know, especially the young people, don't have a lot of practice because they are constantly on their phone. Yeah?
Mm.
They're constantly distracted.
Awareness.
Not mindfulness.
Mm.
It's actually mind emptiness.
Yeah, like.
The mind is completely empty, so that it is free of any occupation, so it knows what is going on. That's it.
So is that the main purpose of the meditation?
The main purpose of meditation in the West is to find a little bit of happiness, you know. Here in the East is to find a way out of dukkha, out of samsara. Samsara is the constant birth and death.
Yeah.
After death you are born again, and then when you die again, and you are born again.
What is the purpose in the West, you said?
For just a little, you know, injection of happiness.
I see.
No?
I come out of the West.
I didn't say, you know, I mean, that is normally, you know, normally the way the people go, you know, on meditation courses, 10-day meditation courses, you know, they're happy, you know, and then 2 days later, you know, go back to work, you know, it's the same.
It gets even worse. You have a weekend retreat on virtue and generosity that will cost you like 600 euros.
600 euros, yeah, yeah.
Because when I went to the temple in Korea, we did different meditation sessions.
Yeah.
But because everything was explained in Korean the second day, I didn't have a translator.
Yeah.
And I assumed that the goal, at least for me, was to try and let my ideas flow without focusing on them.
I think, you know, I mean, the Korean is a Zen tradition that also, you know, the focus on the emptiness of the mind.
Mm.
Yeah. I mean, we cannot focus on the emptiness of the mind because the mind is not empty. That's why we use, you know, that's why we use an object where we concentrate on to make the mind empty.
But
so it is either the breath, you know, knowing the breath goes in and knowing the breath goes out, or it is a mental repetition of the repetition.
But the second day, apparently, I missed out on the explanation, but we were supposed to focus on specific things. So the people we love the most or the people we hate the most, which I didn't understand the explanations for. So I just continued letting my ideas...
I mean, you do that all day long, you know, all your life long, you know, you let your ideas, you know, fall.
Well... I would say more usually we focus on them a lot. Ideas come and they will
keep coming. They will keep coming if you don't stop them.
Yeah. But
so for us it is to stop them.
To stop them completely.
Yeah, to stop them completely, to see what is in the mind, to see what is in the citta. I mean, where do they come from? That is, I mean, meditation, you know, in the East tradition or in the Theravada tradition. Theravada is the teaching of the old, is the teaching of the Lord Buddha. It is really about, you know, understanding what is going on in our life. Yeah? Why are we doing the things? You know, what is the result of the doing? Yeah? Yeah? And how are we doing it? Where is the anger coming from? What came before the anger? Yeah? If we don't understand the cause and effect, yeah, then we can never change anything. Huh. And that is the whole idea, yeah? To understand, you know, what is going on in our heart, you know, and then to rip it out, yeah? To get rid of it. Not to suppress it. That's what the people in the West do, suppress.
No, to understand. Yeah? And
to understand, you know, and let it go. Yeah? And see, you know, that the things, you know, that constantly come, that we want, you know, that we do, you know, are leading to results that are not actually very wholesome. Wholesome is where you feel comfortable.
Yeah.
Anger is where you don't feel comfortable.
No.
Grief is where you don't feel comfortable. So if things that we are doing are lead to more grief or to more anger, we should stop them. Yeah? And if, before we can stop them, we should find the reason for it, why we want things. Yeah? Because if you go into samadhi where there is no thought, no memories, then we realize that there is a space where we don't need anything. We are happy. We are completely contented. Yeah? That is the stage of samadhi. Yeah? And also from Holland, you have to reach that. To see that there is something beyond. Yeah? Beyond thinking, beyond memorizing, there is a space where we can actually recharge. Yeah? We can be. Yeah? Without putting a label on, this is this, yeah? Because the moment we put a label on, you know, either greed or anger arise. Like or dislike.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's, I have to remember how crazy. But it made me realize, because I think part of the explanations that I got there was because everything is impermanent.
Yeah.
So to not attach value to things.
Yeah.
But then it made me wonder, why have all of these symbols and, let's say, all of the statues and all of those.
Yeah.
And why take care of them with such meticulous, so much effort into preserving old things, old traditions, old symbols, when everything is impermanent?
Even if things are impermanent, you need something, you know, you need a basis that you can hold on. And these things, I mean, when you go to a forest monastery, you hardly find anything, I mean, you find the Buddha Rupa, that's about it, I mean, but we need the sala, you know, to eat, you know, so we have to keep it clean. But a forest monastery has very little buildings, you know, so very little things to take care of. But we do need it, you know. I mean, we don't need the Buddha Rupa, but you know, it
helps
for these ladies. After, don't you big Rupa, big lady, yeah.
Not for you,
but you know, I mean, for your mother, for your family, for your parents, yeah. They want to be reminded of it. Yeah? Mm. That's why mostly the lay people, you know, build these things, yeah? For them to be reminded, you know, that there's something else than this 10 years life. This is only one thing, anicca. Anatta is the other thing. Whatever I see, whatever I perceive, yeah? Yeah? Cannot be me. When you look at her, you are not her. You and her are not the same thing. Yeah? When you look at your hand, who sees the hand?
I do.
Yeah, so a hand cannot be the same, subject and object cannot be the same thing. Duality.
But also what I see is part of what I put into it. The image that I have of her,
yeah?
is your image.
It's an image. Yeah?
But it's
that you created, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And you sometimes destroy it, yeah? Hmm? I mean, you had relationships before, yeah? You first fall in love, you know, and then you hate that person. So the image changes over time.
Mm-hmm.
It's anicca, yeah? But you are not, yeah? And you are not the image. You are not the thought, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Because you can see the thought. Or you can see the feeling. You can experience the feeling.
Mm-hmm.
So that is the principle of anatta, to separate ourselves out from it so that we can investigate. There is a thought, then we can investigate. There is a feeling, we can investigate. Because we are not the feeling. There is somebody who knows, there is a feeling. There is somebody who knows, there is an image, or whatever, or memory, or what. Yeah.
Is it to achieve more objectivity?
Yes.
And
not only to objectiveness, no, but also to distance ourselves from what we think we are.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm? Because when you look at your life, you know, I mean, your thoughts of who you are, you know, change. So who are you really? Huh? We don't know. Because we don't look inside, yeah? We look at, you know, what other people think about us, what we think about us, is what we identify with. But that all changes, yeah? That's the principle of anicca. So to see, you know, to distance yourself, what is really going on? Yeah? Okay? Understood a little bit? Take some books with you. Yeah? Especially Life of Inequality. That's very good.
You don't even recommend your own book.
I mean, it's for people who really practice.
I would say so, yeah.
Yeah. For people who are really already going into practice,
yeah,
then it is very helpful.
Run off your passion and fire to practice more, yeah. Exactly. Yeah, you're right.
But Life of Inequality, you know, at least the first few chapters is very, very, it's from Lungta Mahabho, you know, it is very, very easy to understand. And then only then it goes into the deeper meaning. But anyway, you can take in all the books and everything. Okay?
Thank you so much. Well,
you had a question.
I have a question, yeah. It's, let's see. I like to have people to think of me as a sane, grounded person, but this question won't give you that image of me.
What?
No.
A sane?
I said I would like others to have an image of me that is sane, that is grounded, and this question won't create that image of me. No. But I generally, I want to understand the law of karma. Yeah. And I wonder generally how this applies to trees, to ants. I can understand that to the extent of rebirth, the heart or the being reborn as a tree or as an ant now.
But no, it's not a being.
It's not?
Yeah. Plants are not beings, and now trees are not beings, and now, I mean, they have to, you know, they have to be able, you know, to have intention. Yeah, then it is a being.
Yeah, that's where my problem started with, like, how does even the finest form of restlessness would apply to a tree? Like, can't even move, so.
No, they move because of the wind, you know, and then, you know, and they move because of the water and the sun, you know, that comes, that's what they grow.
Okay, that's interesting. Yeah.
So, but ants, you know, I mean, whatever, I mean, in English, you know, or in most of the European languages, we don't do unto others what you don't want others to do unto you. Mm-hmm. For whatever happens to you is what you have done unto others. Mm-hmm. They never say the second part of the sentence.
Oops.
That's implied,
Well, you know, but we don't like that. We don't like the things that come back to us, you know, that are unpleasant. So we accuse somebody else of doing this to us. Yeah? But in karmic, it is we who did it unto others that comes back to us,
Yeah, we usually only say the second half to justify getting back at someone, an eye for an eye.
That's true. So I very harmoniously clean my kuti of all the ants that were that overrun my bag.
Yeah.
Which did contain some chocolates, by the way.
That's why they come.
That
you should not, I mean, you should only have water in your kuti, I mean, the chocolate, keep it here somewhere, you know, I mean.
Yeah, well, I didn't realize that. So, but you were explaining how the kama applies to ants, the story.
Of course, I mean, the ants, normally, you know, normally don't kill other beings, I mean, any being that doesn't kill other beings, I mean, slowly comes up, you know. And every being, like cats, you know, or dogs, you know, or tigers, you know, who kill other beings, will be reborn as this being. Until it comes to the lowest being, and then, you know, slowly comes up to the cows, to the horses, to the elephants, you know, then they come back as human beings.
Okay. So, for instance, what makes you being reborn as an ant instead of a cow? Like, what is the nature of the ant?
I mean, if you, for instance, you know, you can be reborn as a cockroach, If you are an exterminator who kills millions and millions of these things, beings, you might be reborn as that,
Okay.
I mean, in Germany, you know, I mean, but you're too young, you don't know the butcher, you know, who lived next door, who killed, you know, the cows or the pigs, you know, because after 50 years of killing these pigs, you know, his face already looked like a pig.
I heard of those stories.
So he certainly will be reborn as a pig, because whatever he has done unto others, he has to reap for himself.
And I specifically want to understand how karma determines me perceiving reality in the conventional way. How can that be?
I mean, because you're trained. You have trained. You have trained for millions of lives, you know, I mean, to have another view than your neighbors.
Yeah, that the world is out there. And that
the world, you know, but it takes a long time.
Okay.
I mean, each lifetime, you know, I mean, we are exposed to something, we got an idea, you know, but then we forget it, I mean, you just look at your life, you know, or ask your older brothers who are 50 years old, 20, they had a nice idea, and with 50, what happened to my idea? It comes up back again. And that is what is happening with life after life after life, until it becomes more steady.
I see. Yeah, that works as an answer. Yeah, that's interesting. Okay.
When you think about, you know, I mean, you know, I mean, Thailand is one of the countries who has the most arahants in the whole world. Yeah. I mean, there's no other country in the whole world, you know, has so many, has born so many arahants, so free people. Yeah. And that's why the Buddhist religion lives here, you know, as true as at the time of the Lord Buddha. But now it's going down, just like everything, Anicca. It's going down, you know, and it disappears from Thailand, you know, goes maybe to another country.
Wouldn't you have noticed in the past when you were your meditation was progressing,
yeah,
and now you learn about conventional reality and it starts breaking apart?
Conventional
reality? Yeah, that's the word used in Mahabhava, the fact that the aggregates stick together, the world is out there.
Yeah, that is, yeah. I mean, we live, yeah, in this conventional reality.
Exactly.
Yeah, and I want, but then we have to distract, we have to retract ourselves, you know, to see the real.
Exactly, yeah. Wasn't that, after so many lives, very confusing for you,
no,
when you started to see that?
I mean, mm-hmm, yes, I had a shock moment, you know, where I completely disappeared, you know, and I was shocked, you know, and was actually scared, you know, quite a bit, yeah.
Yeah.
And then, you know, and then it took back, you know. Okay. But it is, it wasn't the first experience. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So in previous lives you had this experience, that's why you can work with it. And it is all experience, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Makes sense to me, because I do seem to remember that in the last few days.
I couldn't remember. I mean, yeah. I told you, I mean, it was very hard for me the first 2 years of meditation.
Yeah.
Extremely hard. And then the old memory kicked in, you know, and then suddenly it went smooth up. Yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like you know, I used to speak French, you know, I could read French books, you know. Now I can say, parlez-vous français? Yeah. Yeah. De rien, yeah.
Salut, salut.
I forgot it.
Yeah.
But if I live in France, you know, for half a year and look at the TV, you know, look at the, you know, the broadcast, I mean, I pick it up very easily. Mm-hmm. But it takes time, yeah. And it's the same with meditation. It takes time. Each life, it's the same with doctors or with scientists, yeah. I mean, the scientists, you know, who invented anti-gravity, you know, I mean, he did that 7 lifetimes, at least, you know, 7 or 8 lifetimes, yeah? The doctor, you know, who just looks at you and knows what is wrong with you and gives you the right cure, yeah? I mean, he has done that 7 lifetimes.
I haven't read about Newton mentioning that he had so many lifetimes of studying physics, being Archimedes.
The thing is, you don't remember.
Sure.
You don't remember, yeah?
Yeah?
I mean, I don't remember what I've done in the last life, but when I see some sort of karma coming back to me, I remember that I have done it onto other people.
Interesting.
And sometimes I remember the occasion, but it's just very difficult.
You also mentioned in your books you experienced your past dying.
Yeah.
Just went, I never had anything like that, I'm glad to say.
And you don't want to, yeah? I mean, look
I'm
at...
I'm leaving,
you know,
today, then.
Look at the Middle Ages, you know, how they tortured people, you know?
Yeah.
Well, pulling their fingernails, you know, watering, you know, between 4 horses, you know. People think of so cruel things, yeah?
Your past medieval Christian lives that were there. Yeah.
Even recently, I recently went to...
And now it is hidden, you know.
Like
now
a little remnant museum in Vietnam. And even very recent history.
They were quite cruel.
The torture and the cages and how they held the prisoners and let them die. And
it's incomprehensible.
And collaborators, I mean, people are cruel. I don't know why, because they hate themselves, that's why they are cruel to others. Yeah.
People are what you're saying?
They're cruel.
Cruel, yeah.
Yeah, they hate themselves.
I thought you said cool.
Yeah. Oh, no, not cool. But they might look cool, you know? When you look, you know, what some of the Germans did in the Second World War, you know, how that...
Yeah.
Yeah? And now you look, I mean, it's even more horrific what the Israelis do to the Gaza people.
Yeah.
You hardly see any images.
It seems to be human nature. It's always been like that. It's horrible.
Roman, Persian, all the empires, Chinese empire, all the people are just cruel.
Humans onto animals, animals onto each other.
Yeah. So that they can be born and die and born and die over and over again. Yes. So, yeah, let's go.
Well, time to practice.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Just wondering, same as the ladies, would it be possible to take a picture?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, because we can include.
But you want to take a picture?
Yeah. If that's okay. Yeah. Take a picture.
If
you want,
I'm not important.
You don't want to take a picture? Well,
of course, I would like to, but I'm not important.
We can do that. Like.
Yeah.
Sure.
You want to.
It's my first time to listen in English as well. Oh. Normally, like, all the time.
Which temple you're normally going to?
This is like somewhere nearby my house, like Wat Pan Chik or something like that.
Wat Pan Chik?
Yeah,
Wat Pa Pan Chat is closed.
Yeah, my mom went to Wat Pa Pan Chat, but I just brought to Thailand, like.
I know the temple, Wat Pan Chik.
Yeah, it is closest to my house too. That's why it's easier.
Yeah, you should have gone to Wat Pa Pan Chat. It would be much better.
What
kind of phone is that?
How can you dislike phones? It can fold. You can see the screen through the back. You should allow them again.
Yeah, I mean, these are the most dangerous things.
Yeah.
Phones.
We're losing other aspects of them. Yeah.
Okay. Hold your hand. Yeah, Anjali, Anjali.
Anjali, Anjali.
That's your future husband-in-law, or what?
Oh, not my friend.
Not your friend?
Yeah.
My friend.
Mm-hmm. You're not going to marry?
No. Not my friend. My friend.
No.
Why not? You want to become a Mechi? Okay, that's fine.
I love it because it's closed eyes and happy smiling.
แม่ชีบอกว่าแม่ออกบอกว่าหลวงพ่อสุธรรมบอกให้มาดูแลท่าน
ดูแลพร้อมเหรอ